Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Can you imagine? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is for you. Can you imagine? Imagine. Imagination is something we all have when we're growing up, or at least most of us do. And somewhere along the line, we lose our trust in our ability to imagine and to believe for something better, greater, higher, happier, freer, etc. Well, I want to use as today's inspiration a song launched in 1988 by former Beatle John Lennon. The name of the song, Imagine. Imagine, it had become very popular during that era, and I want to read to you the lyrics of that song as a start. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or to die for. And no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, but a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. O-N-E, one. Now that was 1988, 31 long years ago. And yet, as if it were only yesterday, there was John Lennon, who in many ways had reached the pinnacle of international musical pop star success. He was also someone who had a vision and an imagination. And that song, back in 1988, touched a lot of people. So apparently, there was some truth to the fact that, yes, people might say he was a dreamer, but he wasn't the only one. I want to use that word today to talk about you. Have you ever imagined a better world? Have you ever looked at people around you? Have you watched the news? Have you read the papers? Have you even read papers anymore? But basically, have you been aware of so many indiscretions, wrong decisions, wrong behaviors by people in places, whether they're around you, around your state, around your country, or around your world, in any one of a number of capacities, who are doing things without that kind of an imagination, without that kind of an awareness that there can be a better world where we don't need to have ultimate greed, where we don't need to take from one to find someone else starving of hunger somewhere else, where there might be people who literally imagine and bring forth, wherever they are, the pictures of the very world that they do imagine, the better world for the here and for today. Now, you might be saying, yep, Maura, you really are a dreamer. And yes, I will agree, I have been a dreamer since I was young. But I want to offer you two stories today that are going to seem to all of you, or many of you, as very common and very relatable, because they had to do with an era when I was raising our daughter. And in my case, our daughter was involved with performing arts. She used to dance. She sang. She did several other things. And I want you to imagine me as just the everyday mom living in the suburbs. Well, in the summertime, they had had various programs. And in one here, we had a summer theater program for the youth. They had advertised for a month-long theater program. They also put a maximum number of students that would be allowed in the program, after which point they would just close it out. So you sign up, you get in, and that was it. Well, what I had learned years ago is that the summer program opened, and it was pricey for the month. And as it turned out, oddly enough for this pricey program, the local theater company actually enrolled 35% more students than they promised the parents they would enroll. And what happened is that after they had chosen, I guess, the students that they already wanted, many of whom parents already worked in the program to be in their main roles, all these other kids were assigned to fake extras where they would take a position and they would put it into three positions instead of one, basically diluting the entire program for all but maybe a few of the major performers in the program. Well, I remember hearing about this and something just did not hit me right at all. So I happened to pick up the phone and I spoke with the person in charge of the program. And I explained to her that I would like to have my refund, my money refunded, that I'd be removing my daughter from the program and putting her into another program where she could participate at a greater level. Well, immediately, I already knew this. There were a few other parents also pulling their children out of the program. And she decided at me that she didn't want to do that. And what I heard from this woman at the very tippity-top of the directorship of all these wonderful Tampa Bay summer programs for kids is that I couldn't do that, or if I chose to remove my child from the program, that there would be a very good chance she wouldn't be included in any role in programs to come. Essentially, what she was telling me is that I needed to pay in order to play, and if I didn't, my little daughter would be overlooked. And again, it was something of a veiled threat. And it was also something of a woman who felt that she carried a lot of clout. And she was playing on the fact that I was just one of the ordinary moms in the neighborhood. And I didn't want my quote unquote daughter to be left behind. Well, I could see it for what it was. And I said, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But as it was, we had a conflict anyway, and I'd much rather see that money be used for something enriching to my daughter over the summertime where she could actually feel that she was doing something meaningful. And I think it might have been a volunteer program or whatever. And it was a risk, let's say, that maybe I had to take. Did it affect me? Did it affect my daughter in the future? I really don't know. But I had imagined that I did not want to be underneath that kind of intimidation. I didn't want to be underneath that kind of a social pecking order. I didn't want to be underneath a pay-to-play system. Did it mean my daughter might be less? Yes. But you know what? If I didn't do it now, would it mean that I would become that kind of a mother in the future? I want to just offer one more scenario. It also involves something similar, and it involved another program that was a singing program. And for about several months, it could have been a semester, long time period, there was an instructor, very technically adept, but I think that she was also dealing with some personal issues and emotionally unstable. And she was supposed to be in charge of all of these young tweeners and teeners preparing for this end of the semester great program. So she had a lot of kids. They were so happy to sing, boys and girls. They really, some of them really wanted to go into a future in the theater. So they had put a lot behind this. And what happened is that the teacher, having so many personal problems, failed to really do her job instructing the kids. In fact, it got so bad that the week before their performance, when all the kids came in for one of their rehearsals, she lambasted the entire group. And the kids came out so crushed emotionally, and they were thinking, oh, did we do something wrong? She, in fact, had actually blamed the kids for doing poorly, when in reality, she had not prepared them well. Well, here I am again, the woman in the, the suburban housewife at the time. And when we came in one evening for the performance, the instructor was there at the door, and she was doing her job of welcoming everybody in, thanking them for coming. And when I had walked through the door, I took her by the hand, and I looked her in the eye, And I picked up on something that she had said. And I looked back at her and I said to her, I hope you're going to take some time to apologize to these young people. And she looked at me as if she was shocked. I said, I understand that many of them felt so crushed after you accused them of not practicing. I said, but did you also share with them the fact that you were not doing all the job that you needed to do? I said, I think it might be a good idea for you to pick these young kids up and apologize for your lack, perhaps, as much as you think it might have been theirs. Well, I think the woman was shocked, and I don't know what happened thereafter. But it was another risk-taking moment, let's say for me. But in that moment, I was there as something of an outsider to advocate for young people who at the time didn't have the words, didn't have the voice, maybe didn't have the maturity or the knowledge of what to say. Now, how does all of that relate to imagining? How does it relate to John Lennon's song? And how does it relate to your happiness from the inside out? Here's how. You may not be a mom. You may not have a child who's in theater production and things like that. You may be a mother who's got a child who's in a soccer program or playing some other sort of a sport. You may be worrying that your kids or you don't get into the right school. You may be at work. You might be within a certain culture, and you may be asked under your own veiled threat, it may be a quote-unquote invitation to get a promotion if you'd only do the wrong thing or the compromising thing or the kind of thing that makes the people above you within the pecking order quote-unquote approve of you, even in the very same moment you're not approving of your very own behaviors or integrity. Things like this happen every day in every manner of speaking to all of us. But because so many of us think that we have no authority, that we have no sense of self, that we have no sense of influence, we oftentimes cave in. But imagine if you can imagine. Imagine something better. Imagine that the very challenging place you're in, or a place where you see something being done that's not right, can be changed because you may have a voice, because you may have a word to offer, because you can potentially be an advocate for someone else when they don't have a place or a voice to speak up on their own behalf. Do you realize that when John Lennon sang that song or wrote the words to that poem, Imagine, he had you in mind. I have you in mind. This may be hard for you to realize, but you, at the deepest level, also have you in mind. There are things you know better to do. There are things that your gut will tell you are absolutely wrong and need to be changed. So what to do about it, and what actions can you take to live happy from the inside out? And as you're doing it, also help as an individual, but also part of a greater circle of people to create a better world here, today, in the now. One of the things you can do is consider having the courage, your own courage, to risk losing something in order to pave a pathway for something better in the future. Maybe you want to set forth your own strength of character and conviction. Maybe you want to use your own strength of resolve. Maybe it comes from a place that you'd only dreamed about, you'd only imagined about, but you didn't have what you felt was the metal in order to make it happen. What if you just use some of your vision to imagine? And what if you feel like you're not all that strong? What if you feel like, frankly, you're not in a good position to risk losing an income that might mean that you might not be able to pay the rent this month? What if it's a 5% move to that space of imagining? A 10% movement that you can take that allows you to step up and to be the change that you wish to see in a world that only few are willing to imagine and take hold of. I will tell you this, every time you do it, you will not only feel stronger and happier from within, because you will be setting up yourself as the person you really know you are, but beyond it, you will be creating a pathway for those around you to step up and to imagine bigger and better things in a world right in your own backyard. I hope today I'll give you something great to think about. I hope it'll really turn the light on for the bigger and the brighter and the stronger you that you are. And I hope that at some level, I've helped you to imagine that you could be a catalyst for a better world. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.